When I wander with my best friend in the store, he often laughs at me and my ability to hang out at the perfume counters, enjoying the smells. I love smells. I love herbs. I love making my own stuff for health and beauty. I think this love started from my childhood, came to me from my grandparents, maybe even earlier, from my great-grandfather, whom I never seen, and who was a forester and healer, maybe even some kind of witch doctor. And all the things been used by people since ancient times. The most common perfume components were camphor, myrrh, mastic, frankincense, cumin seeds, fenugreek seeds, juniper, anise, cinnamon, all kinds of spices and herbs like peppermint, cassia bark, cypress, rosemary. Usually these ingredients were ground into powder and mixed with a base, resins of coniferous trees, honey or oil. Heavy sweet scents were in vogue at that time. One of the first bottles appeared in ancient Greece. Cretan land has always had many kinds of plants. Lilies and roses were added to water and oil. Fragrant infusions were obtained, which the locals used with great pleasure as incense for the home and body products. The Greeks hung small vessels with earth on their clothes and carried them with them. Larger containers with a stable bottom, aryballas, were installed indoors, and long jugs, alabasters, were hung in gymnasiums so that it was convenient for young men to use fragrant oil in between training and classes. Expensive perfume was used by the upper class. An example of this is the Roman Emperor Nero, who loved roses smell so much, even ordered to fill the seats of the armchairs with them and made a special system of the ceiling of his palace, which irrigated all his guests with the rose water.